You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Earlier this week, ATF Director nominee Stephen Dettelbach testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California is on that committee. Here are her edited remarks.
Just yesterday, the country watched as once again nearly 20 children were slaughtered in their classrooms in Texas. This was the 27th school shooting this year, and it comes just 8 days after 10 people were slaughtered in Buffalo, New York, while shopping for groceries. In both cases, the shooter was a teenager with an assault weapon. There have been more than 200 mass shootings this year, more than one per day, and this really breaks my heart, and it is simply unacceptable. We know what we need to do to stop this violence, but time and time again, we have failed to do it. We know what protections work to stop these killings. For example, in the 10 years that the assault weapons ban was in place, gun massacres dropped 37%. After the ban lapsed in 2004, gun massacres rose by 183%. There is simply no reason that average citizens need weapons of war to go about their daily life. And this is especially true of teenagers. The shooters in both Texas and New York weren't old enough to buy a beer, but they were able to buy an assault weapon. And that's why I recently introduced the Age 21 Act, along with several of my colleagues. The bill would fix this disparity by limiting a teenager's ability to buy assault weapons. Now, we seem to even lack the will to keep weapons away from those that we know are dangerous. Laws allowing gun restrictions to be placed on individuals who pose an extreme risk for the safety of others, as determined by a judge analyzing the facts in each case, face substantial opposition. And our domestic violence laws are riddled with loopholes that make it all too simple for people we know to be violent and possess weapons. Yet rather than take action, all we have done time and time again is to try to console the victims of these senseless tragedies and wait for the next inevitable attack. Thank you.